With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Crews are using backhoes in their bare hands today to dig through piles of debris, in some cases stretching for miles, in the search for more than 160 people believed to be missing from those flash floods in Texas over the weekend. Virginia's governor, meanwhile, grateful to the efforts for all those crews after his own family members were rescued.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin tells reporters he was asked by officials if he wanted his family to be airlifted out, but declined that offer.
I said no. I've talked to them. My family is safe. Please go rescue these young campers from these places. And when everyone else has been attended to, like other people that are safe but stranded, we'll deal with my family.
Youngkin himself flew to Texas last Friday. Audio courtesy WWBT. I'm Jennifer King.
More than 100 bodies have been recovered so far, but with about 160 people missing, it is feared that the death toll will rise. Ukrainian officials say Russia has fired more than 700 attack and decoy drones at Ukraine overnight. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he's asking the Pope to help bring back Ukrainian children taken away by Russia during the war.
Help with prayers, not only, and also for other questions to get back our children.
Artificial intelligence chip maker NVIDIA sets a new Wall Street benchmark.
Seemingly endless demand for the AI chips that NVIDIA designs has sent the company's market value up to $4 trillion. That makes NVIDIA more valuable than any of its big tech rivals. Microsoft and Apple are worth more than $3 trillion each. Much of the growth for NVIDIA has come over the past 2.5 years. More companies are investing heavily in building out their AI capabilities, and they're buying more and more of NVIDIA's chips to run them.
That is Seth Sutel reporting on Wall Street. The Dow is up 89 points. This is SRN News. Christian music is starting to cross over more often.
Songs that are hits on the contemporary Christian charts are now invading the mainstream. Brandon Lake's hard-fought Hallelujah spent 19 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100. Forrest Frank's song Your Way Is Better has been up there for 10 weeks. Contemporary Christian music is also enjoying a lot more streaming on Spotify, increasing by 60% around the world since 2020. Experts are not sure exactly why such tunes are so popular right now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite a falling birth rate in the U.S., a new AP NORC poll finds most people do not want the government to focus on that problem. Instead, respondents want the government to focus on reducing child care costs and improving maternal health. That survey reveals only 12% think encouraging more births should be a priority. Only 62 believe that they should not. The poll also reveals about 4 in 10 consider the cost of fertility too high. This is SRN News. The labor strike in Philadelphia is over.
Philadelphia has reached a deal with city workers to end an 8-day strike that closed libraries and halted residential trash pickup. Mayor Sherelle Parker and Municipal Union District Council 33 posted the strike is over on social media. The mayor wrote that the tentative deal, which must be ratified by union members, will gradually increase workers' pay by 14% by the end of the next 3 years.
And that report coming from correspondent Jennifer King. And President Trump continues to call for the resignation of the firing of Jerome Powell at the Federal Reserve. During a cabinet meeting, the president said he wants the Federal Reserve chairman out. He's been unhappy with his lack of willingness to lower interest rates at the current time. The president's comments came as he took questions during a cabinet meeting in Washington on Tuesday. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.